Beasley. Oh, there he is, his own jingle. International Radio 1. Hi, kid.
Hello.
Here he comes, hi, kid. Hey, right. hey, kid, listen. Hey, no, seriously. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, kid.
Hey, kid.
Morning, Max.
How are you, mate?
All right, how are you, kid?
Oh, I'm lovely.
You sound very sexy.
Well, I've just been talking to Alid outside, and he's just kicked me into that stuff. His lovely shirt today, he's really touched on my sensitive side.
Yeah.
Was that why the compliment about the shirt?
He said you look lovely.
Now, Alid, seriously, how can you not be attracted to him? You know, and he's got that look today. He's got that chavvy look that you like as well. He's got the little zip-up top and the short hair.
His chavvy look isn't
he's got
real.
He's got a cut on his forehead because he fell over yesterday while he was filming.
Yeah.
Is that not really?
I feel really uncomfortable right now.
I can't believe I'm not his type.
Can you not? Can you not see Max? You know, sort of sitting on top of a scooter outside Londis, looking threatening. that's your sort of fella, isn't it?
I don't know.
Can you not see him hanging around with a few lads outside the phone box, local phone box, and you walk by and feel a bit intimidated but
actually,
aroused at the same time?
Now that you're painting that picture, yes, I can see that.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, mate, when did you get your shirt? As you walk by and you go...
Oh, stop it.
So, Max Beasley, the last time you were on the show...
Yeah.
January 2007...
Yeah.
With Tamsin.
Oh, was it?
But you've been back since, but you weren't on.
Undercover.
Ah.
Do you remember?
Yeah. Doing research.
You were
researching. I do remember Katie and Pete who were on. So why has that gone all weird?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what a problem is, unless she's just goofing.
That was before she was meant to come in on her own, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you doing? What are you filming?
I've just finished a thing called Survivors for the BBC.
Very nice.
Yeah, 6-parter, out in October at some point, and it's absolutely fantastic.
Do you play a nice, friendly, nice, lovable character?
I play a vicar for a small part of Bath. I play an armed robber who's a lifer.
There you go.
Who executes people, and he's a very interesting character. But the show is genuinely, it's fantastic. It's going to be amazing.
So what's the show about? The goodies are trying to get you, or...?
No, it's a flu pandemic that wipes out 99% of the population. 1% are immune.
It's a what? Epidemic?
Flu pandemic.
But you sound like you have flu. Or just a cold. That's nice. That's what a lovely feeling. So the show, who's in the show?
Myself, Julie Graham, Pastor Joseph, Philip Reese, Zoe Tapper.
No, I don't know any of them people.
Well, they're all very good.
You're the most famous one in it, right?
No.
I don't know.
Julie's
she used to be in a car advert, didn't she?
Who is she?
No, Julie's just been in Bone Kickers and William Mary. She's a fantastic actor.
As I said, you're the most famous one in it.
So, anyway, the show's amazing.
And you're in jail?
At the beginning of the show, yeah.
Right.
And then I'm one of the 1% that is immune, and I escape. And we kind of all come together as a family, starting our fight. If you imagine it, you know, no policing.
Start
nothing.
Again.
Start again.
Is that in the future? Set today?
Set today.
Wow.
Quite terrifying, but... simple concepts, so people will buy into it, and then it's really good telly making, you know.
So you're helping start a new generation of people, but because you're a psycho, you can't help yourself.
Yeah, the great thing is the audience see my psychosis, but the rest of the survivors don't. So
they think you're normal.
Yes.
Ah, I see.
It's lovely.
Nice. And what accent have you got for this?
You know that your impression on me, that sort of accent.
I like it. How are you? Bang. You know what I mean? Bosh, bosh, bosh.
You play a good Mancunian.
I play a good Mancunian.
Yeah. Because you were born in Surrey, born and raised in Surrey.
I was born in Levenshulme. Levenshulme and Bernage.
Well, it's nice to see you. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's lovely to be in here and see you all. It feels like seeing the family again. Really,
well, sure. Mm. Bosh, bosh, bosh and all that. And you're going off to America again?
Tomorrow, yeah. Again.
Are these just long holidays, or are you actually
They're
doing
holidays,
anywhere?
Mate. I don't get employed out there.
You know, what are you doing?
It's a waste of time, love.
It's just a duty-free, isn't it?
It's just a joke. I am working out there, so it'll be good.
What are you doing?
Editing my screenplay, Chris.
Ooh. Oh, tell us more.
Oh, okay, Dave.
What's it called, Maxwell?
I'll tell you right now. No, it's a film called Mr. Goodnight that I've written, that I'm doing next year. It's very good.
So you've wrote it,
I've written it, yeah.
I wrote it.
I wrote in it. No, I took a leaf out of your book.
Sure.
You know, you were writing, and we spoke about that. And
That's right.
I was sitting in LA actually last year, thinking this is embarrassing. I was in a room with 40 guys trying to get part of a doctor, and there was guys walking in with stethoscopes on, and it's just, I just thought, what am I doing here, man? And so I wrote the thing, and it's about villainy in the 60s in Manchester. It's going to be fantastic.
Nice. So this will be what, a movie, hopefully?
Movie. Yeah.
So you write it?
Yeah.
And then, what, do you give it to someone? Do you obviously, you don't sit on it.
There's two of us producing it, Gub Neil, who came up with Cracker and Prime Suspects,
right,
fantastic
nice.
Producer. He gives me notes, we edit it down, get it sorted, and then get the funding and make it.
So you're going to make it yourself?
No. We'll make it, yeah, through my new film company.
If you want to borrow 100 quid or something.
Mm.
Yeah, I could do with 100 quid. That'll sort us out for the first week's funding.
Like Dragon's Den, we should walk him out, he should walk back in again, pitch it to us.
Yeah, do it properly.
And then we could chip in with some money.
Yeah, yeah. 4 million quid, that'll do.
What?
4 million, that'll do.
Right, in that case, I'm out. 4 quid, yes, we're laughing. 4 million quid, not happening. And where do you stay when you go to LA?
I rent a place in Studio City.
We were there only a matter of weeks ago.
Yeah, it's a shame you're not going out there again before March, because I'll be out there and you could all stay at the house. It's lovely.
Ah, that would be nice.
That would save costs.
Yeah.
No,
maybe we could go out again.
He charged. Man, can he? Will he be seeing Robert when you're out there, Mr. Robbie Williams?
I'm sure I will, yeah. I will.
Does he ever invite you around to his house to play the bongos?
No, I normally stay with him, but I'm inviting so many friends over this time that I've decided, out of politeness, I should rent my own gaff, because it's a bit rude asking for, can my dad come out? Can my mate come out? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he likes to company, Rob. You know Rob doesn't like to go out.
He does, he loves
the
company.
He's a recluse now.
He's not.
He is. He's like the fella from the Beach Boys. He just shuffles around the supermarket in his dressing gown. And he doesn't go out. He looks at UFOs at night and that's it.
No, I must say, the UFO thing, man, the papers are amazing, aren't they? They've got him down as a UFO guy.
They've got him down as a UFO freak.
He's intrigued by the UFOs, and from someone who doesn't believe in any of it, he's actually turned me round a little bit.
Is he getting obsessed?
I wouldn't say so.
Is he losing his mind? When he goes to bed at night, does he put tinfoil on his head so the aliens can't read his mind?
No, he's grafting very hard on
it. You can tell me.
No, seriously, he's grafting very hard on his new record. Yeah.
No, I mean, he needs to come out with a good record.
But you're right, though. According to the press in this country, we just think that he sat there in Los Angeles staring up at the night sky looking for UFOs.
I know. When in fact, he's sitting there writing lyrics to probably 3 albums worth of, you know.
I heard, is this true? I've heard he's got a load of little tea lights, you know, the little candles, and he puts them in his garden.
As a landing strip.
Spelling the word Elvis, right? In the hope that aliens will see that, and then Elvis will come down, because Elvis has been abducted, and Elvis will come down, and then they can do a duet together, Christmas number one. Is that true?
Well, Elvis did come down, and we recorded a duet.
Wow. Wow. And what's it like when you go out and hang out with Robbie? What's it like? Do you go out sharking? Do you go out looking for the women? Do you go out and get the action?
It's like if you and Dave go out for a pint.
We can't. We're fighting them off with a stick.
What?
Pints? Women. Oh. What? No, the women are all over me and Dave in LA.
Oh, really?
It's embarrassing.
Oh, really?
Well, we're both courting, so there's no women over us.
Are you all loved up?
Got a girlfriend.
You got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Very nice. So, any chance with Allard, do you reckon?
I'd throw it in there just to make
sure.
Sure. Yeah.
What a nice phrase. Throw it in there.
Throw your hat in the ring.
So many bad images now. Well, nice to see you, man. Well, hang out. Chill for a while.
Okay.
I'm very excited. Based on the novel by Terry Nation, by the way. I'm just reading this. About the survivors.
Yeah. Not about Mr. Goodnight.
No, Mr. Goodnight. By the way, in the movie, right, you know the movie Get Shorty?
Yes.
Which I love that movie, by the way. Isn't that Mr. Goodnight in there?
I hope
want
not,
a piece
mate,
of that film, Mr. Goodnight.
I thought that was a great title. I hope it's not.
No, I'm losing. Something like that. All the movie geeks are now texting. What's it called? Mr. What? They want a piece of it. As you know, you can't have a piece of that one. You know, I'm the only
one. On your
one
own there,
seen?
Chris.
Right, fine, whatever. On my own again. Max Beasley. He's even sexy when he's sniffling and snorting into the microphone.
I'm not feeling well. I think I've got a touch of man flu.
Max Sneezy.
Oh my God, I love him. Maxwell is so sexy, says Rachel.
Oh, thanks, Rach. Don't read out any of the mug offs.
No, no. Is Max gonna star in it? Write the theme tune, sing the theme tune from Ollie?
I'm gonna star in it, produce it, compose it, write it, and that's about it, Ollie.
Right, okay. Chris says, is Robbie re-recording I'm Loving Aliens instead? That's what he's been saying.
Oh, that's very funny.
I went to school with Judy Graham. Someone's texted in. That's brilliant. Okay.
Sure, she was in a car advert.
I don't know.
She's done a lot of fine work as well, but
she is an excellent actress. She's kind of like the main role in the thing, really. She's the linchpin and she's great.
Max has got the sexiest voice on the planet, says Claire in Morecambe.
Voice in Morecambe.
I dreamt about Claire Max on the last planet. Night and woke up with a smile on my face.
Says Dave.
Brian the trucker.
Yeah.
Chris, my uncle starred in the original in the 70s.
Yeah, it was a massive hit in the 70s. 38 episodes it ran for. So we've, you know, got a bit of responsibility to make sure it's good, and it is.
I like the sound of it.
It's epic. We watched the screening of it, cast and crew, last week at the cinema up in Manchester. And nice. it was awesome, really, really good.
It's banging, man.
It's hard, isn't it, nowadays? Because telly's garbage, most of it, you know, so...
Do you think? I think there's a lot of good stuff. There's a lot of rubbish, but there always has been. I think there's some really good stuff floating around.
I think reality TV is killing it for drama.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Do you know, I saw an advert last night on the TV for the new series of Inspector Morse. Mm. Not Inspector Morse, A Touch of Frost, right? Inspector Morse, he's dead, isn't he? Mm. Touch of Frost. I love David Jason. I think he's a brilliant actor. I haven't seen one episode of A Touch of Frost, and this show's got to be been running for 15 years.
I don't think I've ever watched it.
Have you ever seen an episode?
No.
Yeah, so I watched an episode about a week ago. It's on in the afternoons sometimes.
Touch of Frost. I've never seen it.
Yeah. I've never watched The Bill all the way through.
But no one does. Well, no, they do. Millions and millions of people do, but...
Yeah.
I never know them.
I've wore David Jason's doubles moustache. Because our makeup artist on Survivors works with him a lot, and it was in the makeup trailer. And she had a day off because she was poorly, so the girl who was looking after her, all of us in makeup, decided to put moustaches on us and take, you know, stills, continuity.
That's brilliant. I can't believe we haven't had it on the show for such a long time. With anecdotes like that.
Should have saved that one for Parky.
Oh, that's brilliant. Get that in the book.
Yeah. Tell me, Max, about the moustache.
No, I mean, you have a punch up for wearing fake moustaches, is that right?
No, it wouldn't have come up after the break. Max Beatling is a moustache.
I heard you with Chris Miles. You told a very fascinating story about moustaches.
Tell us about that. We've had Muhammad Ali on. Now, remind me about your moustache.
Max Beasley is Hollywood's new darling of the screen, just been nominated for 3 Oscars for his own screenplay, which he wrote the theme tune, starred in it and everything. Max Beasley, ladies and gentlemen, it must be very exciting.
Are you doing Parky?
No, I've got angina and I'm keeling over. Of course I am.
You sound like you need a poo.
Oh, I'm sorry there, Mr. Voices.
I'm good at voices.
With a Pentium P processor, I'm available for yours for only $299.
No, $79.99. That's a saving of £15, Chris.
Soph and I stayed in one night, watched TV, and every commercial break had Max's voice in an advert. You know, Max is like, "Top one, nice one, sorted." I like, "Bosh, bosh, I kid, how I," and all that. And then he whores himself out in voiceovers.
When you can buy it for only $299 right here with a free plug.
And he does all of that.
And he's got a voice which talks like that with a Pentium P processor for even faster results.
And you'll have heard him on adverts. Like, seriously, a million ads, but you'll probably never suss that it's Max. And then there's somebody who does an impression of Max who's cheaper.
Do you know what? I want to find out who that is. Because there is a kid who goes in and does an impression and gets weighed in some dough because he's got some big companies behind him now. I want to know who it is. I've asked my agent the other day and she said, "Oh, we don't know." But
Max sits watching the TV and hears himself and he realises it's not him.
Wait, I swear to God, I rang up about a week ago and I went, there's this massive campaign and I went, have we been paid for that yet? And then she said, it's not you. And I said, it is. It's horrendous, man.
Well, the Pentium P processor for only $299.
That's what he does. Does Max do the PC World adverts?
Yes.
With the Pentium P processor.
Stop reading the paper, come here.
Do you know what? Now you've done your posh...
Stop going on about Liverpool.
There's nothing wrong with that. That was a great result.
Every news bulletin, Liverpool.
Stop going on about Liverpool with a Pentium P processor for just $299. Oh, how about this TV tray for just 45p?
If I could ignore it, I would, trust me.
What adverts are you on at the moment?
3-0 Tuesday night, Manchester United.
That's brilliant. What are you...
Adverts?
Yeah.
Imagine Slimline Beauty with a new E900.
It's a notice, by the way, 3 takes. He charges per hour. That's what he does.
I'm going to write these down and look out for him.
Samsung. Energizer batteries. That's another one. Gadget insurance from Barclaycard. That's another
one. Can you say Pentium P processor for me, please?
The new Intel Pentium Duo Pro processor. From $79.99. That's a saving of $15.99, Chris.
See?
Very good.
That's what he does when he's not acting. Sometimes he does it while he is acting. Hey, kid, gonna pop out. Not feeling well, gonna get some Pepto-Bismol. And he's off to the studio.
For just $4.99. With ample free parking. Open bank, holiday Monday.
Goes back. Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better, lads. Feeling a lot better. Thanks for that.
No, someone said, one of my mates in Manchester said that. How come they're using you, but it's not you? But it kind of is a dynamic of me, isn't it?
What do you mean?
One of the dimensions.
Your voice?
Yeah.
For just $4.99.
It's a great thing, honestly.
What, doing voiceovers?
This guy that I know.
Yeah, because you earn loads of money from it.
Well, this guy that I know went in the studio and went...
Is this you?
No, not me. I wish
look at me. Is this a story about you?
No, seriously. Okay, right. He went, the Renault Laguna. $50,000.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
All right, let's all do it.
The Renault Laguna.
Right, Renault, send a check for $250,000 to the Chris Moyle Show. Thanks.
That's easy money, isn't it?
$300,000. $50,000. No, but they're great because...
I got £1,000 for doing the advert for Sheryl Crow's new single, which nobody ever believes me for. Sheryl Crow did the cover version of Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses.
Horrendous it was.
She's really pretty.
And I did the advert for it.
But the song was awful.
Was it?
Mm.
Did she sing it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd buy into it.
Whoa, sweet child of mine! Like that.
Why did they...
I think they paid me so much money so I wouldn't tell anybody about it.
She's really pretty.
All right, I'll pass it on.
And her husband could be a very naturally gifted pianist.
I thought it was Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, she's not
with him anymore.
No, she's
Sheryl Crow.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant Sheryl Cole.
No, you muppet.
Sheryl Crow's all right.
Sheryl Crow, all I want to do is have some fun.
I'd like to hear Sheryl Cole doing Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah. Oh, I would as well.
Sheryl Cole's better looking than Sheryl Crow, isn't she?
Sheryl Cole's lovely.
Hmm.
But do you know what?
What?
Have you met Ashley?
No.
He is as handsome.
I'm all right.
I'm serious. Dead good looking kid, yeah.
Look, if I had to choose between the two, Sheryl would win every time. I just don't fancy Ashley. He just doesn't inform me. But, you know, if he floats your boat, Max, I'm good for you. It's nice. We won't fight over them.
If he floats your boat...
It can't be that bad.
I've got to say, Ashley Cole in real life is a very handsome man.
Mm.
Just $299.
And also a talented pianist.
Ashley Cole with the new Pentium P processor and an IQ of 11 for just £199.
You got the numbers 11. Wrong there,
hang
kid.
On a minute. Three?
Take him home today to just £499 and then look after him because he might just leave and go to the house across the street.
Bless him, though. He's a great footballer.
And yes, Max did say pianist.
Yes, that's right.
Yes,
yeah. Right, Max, please, see if you want to ask him a question. 8:43. In fact, text in now. Why don't you ask Max to read something out in his voiceover voice? We've got him. He's free. Unless you're at Renault, don't then expect him to do it for free because he won't. Max Beasley's here.
For just $299. Ends this weekend.
He also does some acting. Okay, right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
People have been texting in asking for Max to read things out. Can you ask Max to wish my fiance happy birthday? Her name is Anushka. She loves Max and was gutted that he left Hotel Babylon, says Paul in Derby. You say hello, Anushka.
Happy birthday, Anushka.
Yeah, that's just creepy. I'm doing that. Can you say Charville School of Motoring covering Brackley, Bicester, Buckingham, Banbury and surrounding areas? My dad will love it, says Dave.
Yeah, give me the bees again.
What, do you know what? I'll
just write it out. I mean, write anything out, kid. I'll do it in Russian or whatever you want.
Okay. Can you get Max to do his impression of Christopher Walken, please? Says
no.
Lorna.
No.
What?
No.
Yeah, no, can you not do it?
No.
Right, okay. Well, what a shame. That
we did ask.
Okay, I'm going to hand these over to you.
Give it here.
Okay, help him out with the bigger words, Dave.
Okay, we'll do you.
Let's get some...
Anushka.
We need to get some ad music on. What's this?
It's a genuine offer. Charville School of Motoring, covering Brackley, Bicester, Buckingham, Banbury and surrounding areas.
Nice.
You have a funny face when you do that.
Mate, if you film me doing voiceovers, you really would wee your pants.
Do you put your finger up in the air as well when you pronounce certain words?
I'm not saying that top one. No way.
You're not saying that?
Newcastle and Leeds, not a chance.
All right, okay. What's the next one down? You got it?
Yeah.
Starting in the middle of October, BBC One's new fantastic series, Survivors.
No, that's your show, man. That's your... All right, here's another one. Can you read this one out? When I play the music, you can see it. No, just fold it up. There you go. Here we go, right.
From a young age, Robbie dreamt of the moment his trademark somersaulting gunslinger goal celebration could be performed in front of the Manchester United faithful. Liverpool faithful? What are you doing to me, kid?
Dominic gave you that.
What's the rest of it? I'll put it up. Oh, it's all about, yeah, Robbie.
The 34-year-old Welsh international launched across the surface... Whoa.
What? Is that not... What's wrong? Is that not Man
U? No, mate, I'm not... No.
Okay, all right, fine.
Berbatov.
That's nicer.
I got a present for you. I know what you like. Now, don't take this the wrong way.
Don't go weird on me, man.
But I know you very well, and I know the secret side of Max Beasley, which isn't often out.
Side.
No, it's not what I'm talking about. But I know he has a thing. He's got a weakness, okay? And I don't want to get into trouble, but I've seen him at work with his weakness. He's amazing. He'd teach you lessons.
Mm-hmm.
He really could. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you do.
You know, the number one love of your life. We all know. It ain't acting. It ain't drinking. We know what it is.
Ooh.
Bongos!
Yay!
Oh, and a gem patron.
When did we get this one, Rachel?
Now, Max...
Max
is a very talented percussionist.
He is.
He's performed... And this is all serious now. He's performed with some of the greatest musical acts... of all time, and Jonathan Wilkes. He has performed, he's played with Stevie Wonder, James Brown,
mm-hmm.
Robbie, and others. That's me there.
That's Chris, by the way.
I'm good, though.
Yeah. Dave's better.
What
are you imagining? The
jungle drums.
You play that rhythm.
I'm imagining some ladies.
Ah, a bit of reverb.
You like that?
Oh yeah.
Sort of primal, isn't it?
It's easy, right, Dave? Let Dave do it. Okay. Do you want to play along to some music, or do you just want
to... No, just play together.
Okay, all right.
Hang on.
Dave just needs to tune up.
Not in the right position, right?
You need to tune up, Dave.
You start, Maxwell.
Nice work.
Nice. Hey, we could do that in the Arndale Centre, couldn't we?
Rach and I were just seconds away from launching into I've Had the Time of My Life there, but then you finished.
It's a shame I didn't bring my recorder.
Oh, what a treat that would have been, Rachel. Yeah, kids, so I've written this movie about a bongo-playing psychopath Man United fan who wins the lottery and buys Manchester United, plays the bongos. Be brilliant.
Oh, hold on.
What?
A little bit of reverb on there.
All right, okay.
Maybe you'll remember this.
Maybe. Was it one of your hits?
Yeah.
You don't get that when Puff Daddy comes in, do you?
What was that, Steptoe and Son, was it?
In a place far, far, far away.
Space, the final frontier.
Are you getting your bongos ready? Come on, let's do it properly.
These are the voyages of the starship
Beasley.
Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
It's a different world, isn't it?
Can't wait to hear Robbie's new album if he's been hanging out with Max.
Listen to this now. Here we go. Hit it, baby. Beautiful.
Very well done. Max Beasley.
Bongos.
I enjoyed that.
God bless you. You're not well, mate. You need to get yourself some California sunshine.
Electrotherapy treatment.
Yeah. So, hey, nice to see you, pal. Let me turn your microphone down. The Survivors, the new six-part action-adventure drama series for BBC One. There is no transmission date yet.
End of October.
But, really? This October?
Yeah, and I know the date, but I don't think the BBC like giving it out just in case ITV smash another show against it.
When do you go away to LA?
I go away tomorrow morning.
And how long are you away for?
6 months.
Oh, fine. Stuff them. What's the date? When's the show?
It's one of the last 5 days in October.
Okay, so it'll be either, let me hazard a guess, the 26th,
27th, 28th, 29th, or 30th. Oh, no. Yeah.
Is it worth watching? If we're going to tell everybody listening to watch it, are they going to love it?
You know, I was watching interviews with actors the other day talking about their craft and all that. Basically, it's really good drama.
There you go.
There you go.
It's called Survivors. Look out for it from the end of October on BBC One.
And also from 2010 in every cinema near you, Mr. Goodnight.
Yeah, but you've got to film it first.
Don't worry, it's all in the head.
Have you written it all?
Yeah.
No, it's all done. Right.
Yeah.
Is that all right, Dave?
I was just wondering. I didn't know what stage you're at with it. That's his jacket, by the way.
He's looking for financial backing, by the
way. Yeah.
Peter Jones.
That's not going to help you.
I'm out.
Oh, thanks.
Theo Fajitas.
I'm out.
Come on.
Duncan.
I know he has such rubbish in my life. I'm out.
Oh, no. James.
I'm out.
Oh, dear about that.
They're all missing a great opportunity.
I'm sorry about that. I did try. I tried my very best. Louis.
I'm going to say yes.
Hey, oh. There you are.
Louis will back you.
You're all right. Sure he will.
I could do some promotional cakes for your film.
You imagine how big that movie's going to be if you got Louis Walsh behind you all the way. That is going to be a massive hit. It's going to be brilliant.
That was horrific.
Oh, dear.
It is one of the worst I've ever heard.
Well, Louis, do you want to change your mind?
Absolutely no.
Okay, there you are. Mm. Say hello to Robbie for us.
Yeah.
Hey, you should do Star Trek for him on the bongos. I bet he loves that while he's staring into space with Tim Fall in his head. Aliens, come and take me. It's going to be brilliant. Seriously, he's lost his mind, right?
No, was he, heck?
He's lost his mind. Is it true that he's grown his hair so long
that he looks really
like,
handsome?
He looks like Cousin It.
No, he looks very handsome.
Right. Cool. Hey, listen. Sunday brunch at the House of Blues. They do a gospel brunch.
It's amazing.
Yeah, we've not talked about LA.
With a gospel band.
How did you fit in out there?
How did we fit in?
Mm.
Perfectly.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's shallow and meaningless. But yeah,
all,
perfect.
Yeah, all the
they loved it.
Like a group of very uncool people.
All the English look like, compared to that lot out there, like we brush our teeth with gunpowder, I mean.
Well, you know,
stand out there, you guys.
Do you know what? It wasn't as bad. It was nowhere near as fake as it used to be, I didn't think. You know, when I used to go there 10 years ago, it used to be...
No, it is. It's a great place. It's beautiful weather.
But we just hang out in the normal places. We wouldn't do anything That's flash, it. You know. We just hung out, you know, the Chateau Marmont and just
That's
places
it.
Like
Chateau
that.
Yeah. Pides, and all yeah. those little places.
There's a little donut place as you head up Highland on the way. If you're heading out to like Burbank or Universal Studios that yeah. way, just before you get to that big church at the top of Highland, there's a donut place on the right. I
yeah,
would recommend it. We stopped off there and they tasted very dry.
Didn't you get
yeah.
about 15 donuts for about $3? We were disgusting.
About a dollar, yeah.
Horrible.
Did you go to Worth Cafe on Melrose?
Didn't go there. I always favorite. Go to Mel's Drive-In is where I always go.
Oh, on Sunset?
Yeah.
Like for it. The burger and chips and
I just go there for a bit of breakfast.
Yeah, I train. You know, we're talking about.
So do I. Yeah, yeah. I train that down the that's the gym. What's it called?
It's Equinox.
That's right. Yeah, that's yeah, where I sure. go. Yeah.
I think I saw you in there doing that's, yoga a couple of months.
No, yogurt.
That's, yogurt. That's yeah. yogurt. Sorry. Yeah.
You saw me in there doing fries. Well, have a nice time.
I will.
Who are you flying with?
British Airways Club Class.
Well, there you go.
Do you know what though? I've got to say.
Here we go.
I booked a flight on British Airways a few months ago. Got a good price on it. I changed it.
Oh, sorry, that was
so
bad.
Rude.
I didn't do that on purpose.
I changed it last week. They've clipped me £1,000 to change it.
That's what a lot of people do, though. If you're going to change your ticket, you always get charged. It's not just them, is it?
It's just so in the recession, though.
Max Love, how much do you get for the PC World adverts?
A couple of quid.
Then stop whinging.
You could just go normal class. That'll be cheaper.
No, I can't go pig.
Ooh!
When you get on a plane, what direction do you turn? Left. You never turn right. That's what Max is
You're
saying.
Missing the experience.
Of what?
I'm scared of flying. So
I'm not going to
next
tell
to Dominic you. Bird moaning about leg room.
Anyway, talk
That's
to
worth
you.
Every penny.
If that was Richard Branson, he would have said, don't worry about the grand.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Right. Well, we'll find out. Are you hoping that some way
yeah,
that he might be listening?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we tried it. It doesn't work. If you are listening, Mr. Branson, myself, Dave and Rachel have never been to Necker Island. We've heard it's beautiful.
I put in for Necker Island 10 years ago and I got a blank because I'd only done Tom Jones.
All right. Well, look, do you want to put it in again?
Yeah, Mr. Branson, any chance of a trip to Necker Island? I realise it goes for £25,000 a week, but it is one of the most exclusive resorts in the world. Please let us know here at Radio 1.
Yeah, just us, though. Not riffraff.
Us four.
My wedding there.
Oh, my God. Hang on a second. All right. Ready?
Dear Mr. Branson, if you fancy helping a girl from Kidderminster out with a wedding venue, Necker Island would be great, thanks.
Help her out with a new script.
Necker Island would be great.
It's not Necker Island. Right, let's do Tedious Link.
Hi, ladies. Max Beasley here. Why not watch me in my brand new drama? I play somebody suave, sophisticated, and psychopathic. That's right. All the S's. Why not watch it when it comes to BBC One sometime in October?
Hey, kid, what's wrong with this bloody mic? I sound like awful on it.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's what Max does.
It's disgusting.
That's what Max does.
No, stop it.
Just $2.99 and take it away today.
Hey, kid. Kid. What's wrong with this mic?
Just $2.99.
That's what any voiceover session with Max, that's what it sounds like.
I'm being disgusting now.
I'm being disgusting now.
Anything you say, Maxie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob! Oh, but bloody hell, he's got Tim Fall on his head again, he can't hear me. Rob, son! Rob! Woo! Aliens are coming, answer the door, will you? Rob, son! Bloody hell. Ray Robson, Jerome. Oh, no, joking. Kids. Come out, kid. Come on, what's wrong with you? Seamless Link Comedy, Dave?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, well, nice. Some people complaining about the saffron bit of rice, but I don't really understand that. So.
Oh, okay, all right. What? Well, go on, say it.
Is saffron a rice?
No, yeah. Do you know what? It's a spice.
It's fish spice, isn't it?
They put the spice in the rice, hence you get saffron rice. But yeah, technically it's not.
Well. Don't talk about anything to do with food in front of Beasley.
Why?
Oh, because he's been on cookery courses. I love that. Have you ever seen that?
Sensitive guy, cookery courses.
Two. Max Beasley and Gordon Ramsay cooking. When Gordon finds out that Max has spent money on cookery lessons, he rips you.
Oh, Gordon, yeah, I know.
Anyway, right, we got to do this.
It's Scott Calm on Radio 1.
Morning, Scott Mills.
Morning.
You're in bed right now.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to see Max, do you want to see Scott Mills in bed?
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Max.
You were very calm when they woke you up with the 133 decibel alarm bell.
I know, I don't know why.
It was a bit disappointing.
I could have acted more for you or something, but it really wasn't that exciting.
Well, are you not courting?
I'm sorry?
You're not courting?
Not this week, no.
He looks like a single man.
What do you mean, because he's in bed on his own?
Well, it's just night. He looks quite debauched there with a Roman bed vibe and the chandelier and looks nice.
Thanks.
Okay.
What have you been sleeping in last night?
Just a t-shirt.
Wow. No wonder crackers.
Oh yeah. No. I've got some stomach. I'll make me cough.
He's got it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh god. It's like in stereo now. So, what's the plan for today? You out running this morning?
I'm supposed to be.
Are you out running every day now?
Yeah, but I feel rubbish.
Seriously, Monday to Friday, every day.
Yeah, because I'm doing the Great North Run, aren't I?
Is that this week?
You should be calming down now, though, Scott.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not supposed to do it today.
Is it this weekend?
Yeah, same day as I'm doing mine.
Are you going on the celebrity bus?
What celebrity bus?
When I did the Great North Run, right, you go on a celebrity bus, right? They you all meet at a hotel, and they put all the celebrities on a bus. It's like being in a weird dream, right?
Who are you on the bus with?
John Motson was sitting at the front.
Ray Stubbs.
Right.
He's handsome, Scott, isn't he?
But when we're getting the bus back to the hotel, John Motson was throwing a wobbler to the driver. He's like, what time's the coach leaving? It was meant to leave at 4:00. It's 4:15 now. This is ridiculous. I had to get off the bus and have a fag because I was laughing too much. This is ridiculous.
It sounds like fun.
Don't you think Scott's handsome?
Thanks, Max.
Let's have a look.
No, look on his site.
Oh, he's better on the publicity photo.
Seriously,
not
now.
Aren't we all?
He looks like he's about to have an operation.
Don't train, mate, today. Your immune system's low and you'll do yourself more damage than
right,
good.
Cool.
That's good advice there.
I tried to train Chris last year, but he wouldn't have it.
Would you not?
No.
Hey, Scott, listen to this. This is something that you can sympathise with.
Yeah.
Max Beasley's like, he likes to think he's a serious actor, right? He thinks we all forget Babylon, first series. But anyway, and Surf Potatoes, or whatever that was called, with Danny Bear. Anyway, you know, yourself, you and me, Scott, we're in the same boat. You know, we're radio guys, but we're kind of more, we've just got talents. We're just good at things, you know. And you and I both have done, you know, many acting roles.
Many acting roles.
However, Beasley doesn't like it. Beasley's a kid. No, you're not an actor kid. No, because we haven't tread the boards or gone to acting school like him.
Well, because we just turn up and go,
because we're naturally good at it, yeah. He won't. Because I just said to him, all right, you're writing this movie. You can put me in the movie. Mm. No kid. No, it's not happening. But I reckon you and I would be good as villains in this movie.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
What does Max think?
Maxie, come on, son. Right,
no,
me and Scott are twins. You know, like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. Right, but we're twins, but we're psychos. We're nutters.
No, your philosophy is you just do it. You just do it. So my answer to that is, if you just do it, then get a dicky bow on and a nice, you know, suit. Get on a piano and go and play Rachmaninoff's The Piano Concerto. If you just do it, you need to learn.
No, son, that's piano playing. This is acting.
Same, it's a metaphor, son.
No, listen, that doesn't work.
See, you've set him off now.
Yeah, but he takes it really seriously, Scott.
Well, yeah, I can tell.
You've been in many, many things, haven't you? What have you been in?
Oh, Hollyoaks.
Hollyoaks. Have you ever been in Hollyoaks, Max? Yes or no?
No.
There you go.
Bill, you've been in
been
well,
in The Bill?
You?
Yeah.
You've been in The Bill, Max?
No.
Forget you!
Casualty,
been in that?
No.
You're rubbish, man! You're rubbish! What else?
Skins?
Yes.
I've been in Hotel Babylon. You ever been in that? No, oh, that doesn't work.
You were in Hotel Babylon.
Yeah, I was. I had 8 words, and I managed to sneak in an extra. I got 9 in. And they never noticed, Scott.
You got 9 words in?
9 words into Babylon.
I speak loads in the episode of Skins. But then I am playing myself. Not really much acting required.
Has that gone out yet?
No, it's not until January.
Have you said what you do in it, what the role is?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing hanging out with all them young kids? You're too old to be hanging out with them.
I know, but that's not the point.
Well, do you remember the guy, Scott, who filmed you with the camera? He's this lighting man called Nick Dance, a lovely man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's my mate. He's
Scott
excellent.
Goes, oh, yeah. You
no,
don't
I do. I think
does.
I do remember
don't
him.
Remember.
I don't think you'd forget him.
Nick Dance, he's lovely.
Yeah, I do remember
He got
him.
A BAFTA for it last year.
Yeah, he's cool.
Oh, well, they'll be getting another BAFTA when they see Scott Mills' brilliant performance in Skins.
All yeah. I have to do is play a reality TV show presenter. But he was a really nice bloke, and he totally made me feel at ease. All day.
Well, this is fascinating. We're talking about somebody that no one's heard of. Now, listen, let's get back to talking about...
So rude.
So, Scott, listen, seriously, why don't you write this in? Scott and I are two scallies. We're twins. We're two scally brothers from... Where do you want to be? What's your range of accents like, Scott?
Oh, I'd like to...
Could you do Winchester?
I could do Winchester, yeah.
All right. So, and we're two, like, you know, we're not the sharpest, but we're dangerous, Max. Yeah. We're villains, Maxie. That's what we are. We're villains.
Yeah.
Me and him. Mm-hmm. Imagine the Chuckle Brothers with guns.
Dangerous. Right.
From Winchester.
From Winchester, yeah. Yeah. What do you think? Are you buying it?
You won't get in the club.
Give us some lines and we'll deliver them. Come on. Let's go now.
You're walking in the cabaret club.
Yeah, walking in the cabaret club.
You look over at Frankie Dunlop.
I'm looking over at Frankie Dunlop. Nice tyres, Frankie.
No. Frankie Dunlop, he always bounces back. Boom. And you say, Frankie, yeah, Scott says... Hold on, this must be the manager. Frankie,
say
table
Scott,
for
say
two.
Scott.
The table for two.
Hang on, give us Scott.
What do I say?
Table for two.
Table for two.
Frankie then says, yeah, sure, no problem. Chris then says, get me a bottle of Dom Perignon 58.
Get me a bottle of Dom Perignon 58.
That's not Winchester.
What? What's Winchester? Well, I'm a doctor.
You won't get in anyway. You won't get in the club.
Shut up.
What, because we're from Winchester?
No, because of the way you're both dressed.
That was so racist. What's wrong with Winchester?
Winchester. Yeah. Wonderful weapons.
All right, fine. So anyway, I'm in with Scott. Ready? Watch this. Bottle of Dom Perignon. 88.
Well, it's set in 65, so you'd be screwed.
It's 1888. It's vintage, man. 1888.
It's champagne from the future.
Right. Okay, we're done there. Give us another line. We sit down. What happens then, Max? Come on, this is a brilliant scene.
You say, yeah. Chris, what you got to realise, though, son, you've got to play the opposite. If you're playing a villain, you've got to play him charming and quiet.
Yeah, all right,
because you've got a lot of weight.
Charming and quiet.
You've got a lot of weight.
All right, charming and quiet. Give me a line. Charming and quiet. Charming and quiet.
You're Frankie, are you?
Yeah.
Do us a favour.
Yeah.
Put us in at the boss, will you, kid?
You're Frankie, are you? Do us a favour. Put us in the kid with the boss thing.
Kid with the... See, take two. Cut. What? Sorry, son. Get the lines right.
Well, that's done.
Roll again.
Edit it. Give Scott a line. Go what Scott can do.
What do you mean that's done?
Here's your line, Scott.
You messed up the line.
Shut up, Mills.
It's not Hollyoaks.
Your character's called... Scott's... Chris's character's called Dave, so here's your line, Scott. Dave, I think we're completely out of our depth here. We better go before we get our hands cut off.
Oh, that's too long. I can't remember that.
Just
depth, go, just hands. So, that's what you remember.
Depth, go, hands.
Right, we're out of our depth here. Yeah.
That's right. Brilliant.
We better go.
I think that's fine.
See, what Scott's doing is, he's just doing it like he's talking to you.
Max, look at the webcam. He's in bed, for God's sake.
Well, he's relacked, but I mean...
He couldn't be more relaxed if he was asleep.
He's not acting. Saying, yeah. That's what it's about.
Oh.
No, you're doing great, Scott. Better than Chris. Chris wants to put on a whole charade.
Shove the PC World voiceovers up your ass. Just 299 with a Pentium P processor. Hey, Dave, what do you think of our acting?
I think it's good.
Yeah. Now, Dave would say that, because you ever heard Dave's acting?
What?
So we're filming the other day in the TARDIS. Now, you know the whole point about the TARDIS. Have you heard this, Scott, yet?
No.
The whole point of the TARDIS is it's small on the outside and big on the inside, so you open the door and you see just how big the TARDIS is.
Yeah.
So Dave's filming the other day. All he's got to do is find me. He goes through the door of the TARDIS, okay? And now, all he's got to do is say, wow, it's so much bigger on the inside.
Okay. Can I just point out before you play this?
Wow, it's so much bigger on the inside.
I am trained. I did GCSE drama at school,
wow,
and
it's so
I
much
got a
bigger on the inside.
A grade C, Scott.
Scott, yeah. Let's hear you say, wow, it's so much bigger on the inside.
Wow, it's so much bigger on the inside.
Max, just give us a line, throwaway line.
Wow, so much bigger on the inside.
Okay, here's Dave.
Chris? Chris? Wow. It really is much bigger on the inside.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it. I was giving it a bit more. I was fleshing out the part.
Wow.
But it's good because the wow gives you an idea of how big it is.
The space.
Yeah.
I'm imagining you were kind of like looking up into the audience like it, on a West End show.
Bingo, bango.
The video's still online of that one on the Chris Moore's pages. It's very, very funny.
Scott, are you going to stand up? Can you do us a favour? Can you just stand up and bounce around on the bed for us like a child? Because now that we have this interactive thing.
No, see, I don't want to. Every time you go, oh, dance around like a chicken.
Yep.
I'm not some kind
of. I'm not some kind of dancing monkey chicken thing.
Yeah, but you are.
Well, you just sat up, so you may as well.
Yeah, you may as well. You're halfway there, Mills. Come on now.
Monkey chicken thing.
Oh, do you sleep in your underpants?
These aren't underpants today. These are shorts.
Oh,
I just
easy enough. Don't fall over. Right. Okay. You do a proper bounce up and down like a child. Right. Just do it, and then I'm going to give you a line. Then okay. Are you doing it now?
Yeah.
And now I'll repeat after me. Mum, Dad, I can't believe I'm going to Disneyland.
Mum, Dad, I can't believe I'm going to Disneyland. Woo!
That's brilliant. Well done.
Okay, I'm bored of that now.
Did you get
really
that?
Now.
That bed's seen no action whatsoever. It doesn't make any noises at all. Is that a new bed?
Now, because I've been bouncing around, I can't hear you. I've just taken my lead out.
Can you hear me now? You're a moron.
Repeat again, please.
I just said, it doesn't matter.
How old are you, Scott?
Exactly.
I can't remember.
What? Showbiz age?
No, real. He looks young.
What are you, 38 now? 39?
52.
Get lost.
What's wrong with 38?
I said 48.
How old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
24. Hey, listen, Scott.
Yeah.
Have a great show.
Thank you very much.
And sorry we weren't there to make a cup of tea.
Oh, no, I was a bit disappointed.
But we're here now. Me and Max.
Seriously. I'm really not going to fall for it the second time.
I'm going to keep that gag going.
Hey, listen, Scott, we can prove it. We're in your kitchen, and we'll prove it by clinking one of your mugs, right?
And I'm going to drink a cup of tea, listen.
And I'm downstairs with the French maid.
And he's brought his bongos.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, link overboard.
Yeah.
Bye then, Scott. Have a nice day.
See you later.
Bye. Bye. Hey, Max, you know the first time you went to LA, did you have trouble finding the place? Because it's quite big, isn't it?
Oh, back to that.
What a great question.
It's a good question.
When you're out in LA, will you be living the vibe? That's another question Carrie likes to ask in interviews. She interviewed Giggsy the other day. Carrie interviewed Ryan Giggsy the other day.
Red. Brilliant DVD.
Yeah. Would you want to quite? You know, he's plugging that True Red. Why is it called True Red, by the way?
Because he's a True Red.
Right. Okay. Right. Question number two. Would you ever go and play for Manchester City?
Brilliant. No, you didn't ask him that.
For a joke. Oh, I was just for a joke because I've got loads of money now, and I just thought it'd be funny. God.
That's horrendous, kid. I mean. True Red.
I know. It was hello. It was just for a laugh.
Yeah, you're the stupid one.
That's funny. No, it is funny.
You should have heard it. Anyway, I'm only joking, Kerry.
Have you seen the DVD?
No, you're all right. I'm not allowed. I can't touch it, can I?
Well, you should do. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to touch it. I can't touch like anything like that.
Why? Oh what? No, you've got your cup that you lot are going. Yeah. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Leeds United are still putting out video cassettes.
I like Leeds United. I've only recently found that there's a huge rivalry with Leeds United.
There's not a big rivalry.
Well, of course there's not. They're nowhere near us. But I mean, the
early days. Oh, sadly, we've lost Max's microphone there. Thanks, Max Beasley.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, have a great day. The lovely Sarah's next. She's looking very lovely. Do you not think today?
Yeah.
Look at her. Look.
Yeah.
Very lovely. You know what? She's like a yummy mummy and a model mixed into one lovely package of fun.
Gorgeous. Like a mommel.
Yeah.
So attractive.
Right?
So attractive.
She is, isn't she? She's gorgeous. Mm. Yeah. But she still won't talk to us. She'll just go straight into the record. Watch this. Here we go. Told ya.
Wake up with Moyles. Get home with Mills. This is Radio 1.